Hello everyone, this is Bill Jacobs coming to you from Microsoft's Channel 9 Studios with the second of a series of three videos on the new capabilities of Microsoft R Server that were introduced on April the 19th. As we explained, the evolution of Microsoft R Server has taken an interesting course. I was with Revolution Analytics and have followed the integration of Microsoft R into Microsoft and the expansion of its capabilities. With me today to help us understand a little more what we're doing in this area is my colleague Carl Mann. Could you introduce yourself briefly, Carl?
Yeah, hi everyone. So I'm Carl. I'm the program manager in Microsoft for 10 years. I joined Microsoft R team 2 years ago as a program manager, and I'm working on the operationalization for the Microsoft R Server to make it easier to be adopted by enterprise, to make it more secure and scalable and high availability.
Very good. Now let's go back to why that's important. As we look at the evolution of advanced analytics in the market, many of you that are working on R or Python or other languages are in a position where the next step in your evolution is to create applications that you can deploy with 24/7 operational characteristics because you're going to serve large populations of people and events within your organization. No longer a research tool is R. It's now a piece of your application infrastructure. Well, in order to do that, you need capabilities that enable you to not only easily build the predictive analytics and train the models that you need and design the featureization of the data, but you also need the ability to rapidly deploy. And the reason this is important is actually in the history of predictive analytics. Many of you come to us telling us, you know, the methods we use today are really not appropriate for the high pace of innovation that we need. Yep. In particular, it's this often found reliance upon code conversion to build and train a model in a legacy analytics package. But once you have a trained model, to then have to take that model over to a set of Java coders and say, hey guys, can you turn this model into an executable piece of Java code so we can embed it in other applications? Carl's been working hard with our engineering team since he joined the R team a couple of years ago and working specifically on this problem of how do we build rapidly deployed, operationally stable, governable and secure environments in which we could scale out these applications for our corporate customers to use. And so with that, what I'd like to do is turn it over to Carl and his slides to take you through two things. One, what are we able to do with the product heretofore, and what have we added in this latest release on April the 19th to our abilities to operationalize R-based analytics? So over to you, Carl.
Thanks, Bill, for the introduction of our personalization. So let's look back to see what we have delivered in Microsoft R Server 9.0, right? In R Server 9.0, we introduce a new deployment solution. It exposes R models as web services so that line of business applications can integrate them without any translation, and the developers don't need to know R. So here is the flow. First, data scientists deploy R code as web service with R helper functions in one line of code. The web service will be hosted in R server. R server can be scaled up as a grid to handle high throughput requests and can be set up for high availability. Then, developers can integrate these web services into their apps with any programming languages, .NET, Java, JavaScript. Beyond that, we enable data scientists to consume the published web services in R, the familiar languages they're using in their daily job. So just have a quick view of what the one line of code will be looking like. Is just this highlighted part. We provide a published service helper function, and it will just enable you to publish the R code you've written in this helper functions, and it will be just deployed to the R server as a web services.
So Carl, as we look at that simplicity of operationalization and deployment, can you summarize for us what types of tools and applications you see people using this to enable, what types of tools they're connecting to web services from? You mentioned a couple of languages. Mm-hmm. What about BI tools or spreadsheets or what other opportunities do they have?
You can think about the CRM applications. Now they can integrate the lead scoring into their applications easily. And Excel, you can even think about that, how they can integrate by calling a web services to integrate the prediction with Excel.
Okay. Well, let's go on now, and if you could take us through what's new in the next version of the product, that'd be, I think, what everybody's here waiting for us to tell them.
Sure, I'm glad to.
There we go.
Okay. So now let's see in what we prepared for this new release of Microsoft Server 9.1. So we further improved our operationalization capabilities. I will talk about those new exciting capabilities in this talk. And the first one is about real-time scoring. Starting from OAuth Server 9.1, users can deploy models as real-time web services. It is a new type of web services compared with previous standard web services. These real-time web services offer super low request response latency, so that you can get scoring results instantly and handle high volume concurrent requests. Let me show you some numbers. It shows more than 10 times, sometimes even 100 times performance gain by using real-time web services. In most cases, it can reach as low as 3 milliseconds to 10 milliseconds latency, even for complicated models built with RX DeForest or RX neural nets. And for big models, the performance gain is even more obvious. You can see that for the particular case for a model with 43 megabyte size, the standard web service can barely get a result. However, the real-time one still keep a very low latency, 5 milliseconds. So the performance boost comes from two areas. First, we don't use our interpreter for scoring. Therefore, no additional resources or time is spent spinning up an R session for each call. Second, no need to reload a model for subsequent calls once it's loaded into memory. So in OAuth Server 9.1, only models built with RevelScale R algos and Microsoft machine learning algos can be deployed as real-time web service and hosting Windows Server. Additional platform support will come from future releases. The second one is about role-based access control. So by default, any authenticated OAuth Server users can publish, list, and get any web services. Additionally, user can also update and delete the services they have published. So from OAuth Server 9.1, to make the web service management more secure, we enable admins to further control who can publish, update, and delete web services. We introduce three roles here. Owner, who can update and delete and publish any services. A contributor, who can publish and manage their own services. They cannot manage the services of others. The reader, who can't publish services, but can only list and consume all those services. That's about role-based access control. The next feature is asynchronous batch processing. Okay, the typical approach to consume web services involves a single blocking API call to execute the code in that web service. There are situations, however, in which a computation is long running or you need to get results for more than one item, and the typical request response paradigm is not optimal. So we introduce this asynchronous batch consumption of web services to greatly speed up the scoring time for large input data science and long-running computations. The batch approach runs parallel workloads for specific web services via a single non-blocking request to the OAuth Server. The OAuth Server will immediately execute those operations once for every row of data. So that will really speed up the scoring time for this scenario. The last feature, but not the least, it is about automatic scaling of operationalization grid on Azure. In many cases, based on consumption demanding enterprise using cloud infrastructure, they want to scale up and down the computing grid automatically. By doing that, they can leverage their computing infrastructure more efficiently. In RServer 9.1, we offer ARM template and scripts to easily spin up a set of RServer virtual machines in Azure, configure them as a grid for operationalization, and scale it up and down based on CPU or memory usage. We will publish the templates in GitHub for public download and usage. As a summary, with all these new functionalities we introduced in RServer 9.1, I believe RServer will make it easier, more secure, and more efficient for enterprises to operationalize your advanced analytics. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Carl. This is exciting stuff. And as Carl told you, what you see in this is that we had the ability in the prior release to do a lot of web services-based operationalization. We took that out to an awful lot of customers who are using it today, and from much of the research that Carl did, we learned what they needed and what was missing, and a lot of it is embodied here. Real time keeps coming up. Model as a service requires instant response for large applications. And yet at the same time, customers who are scoring and rescoring, say, a CRM database, need massive performance in batch scoring. Yeah. And so we've addressed both of those. The asynchronous execution is a yet another unique feature, and that is the ability for a user who is working to continue working while they have a batch job running, say, in their Spark cluster, and continue experimenting with something else on their desktop. Yes. And from the IDE, go back and check results. These are all just practical issues. These are things that make it easy for humans to get their work done while they're waiting on systems to do the work they commanded them to do before they went and got that last cup of coffee. And so we're going to close this video with that and tell you that the next thing we're going to talk about pretty exciting. It's actually not R, even though it's on the R channel. And with that, I'll dangle that little piece of bait and we'll close this video. So thank you for your attention. I do urge you to have a look at the next video on some things we're doing that's very exciting in SQL Server. Have a great day.
Thank you.